Yes, indeed. You know the drill. Talk about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. Want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Also, got to give a big shout out to our friends over at Chico Velo, supporting bicycling education and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park it safely at their bike valet when available at the Thursday Night Market and Saturday Farmers Market. For more information, visit chicovelo.org. You can also find them on Facebook. All right, it's been a while, but we got an old sponsor back, so we're going to get to that, and then we're going to start the show. Let's get it.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Homes for Gnomes. Because every year, too many gnomes go without a home, but every gnome wants a place to call a home. And if you have a home where you can give a gnome a place to stand to welcome everyone to your home, then you should help a gnome and give it a home. So don't let any gnomes go without a home any longer. Visit www.homesforgnomeswhodonthaveahometogohometo.com and get your gnome today. Because every home deserves a gnome, and every gnome wants a home. And if you can give a gnome a home, your home will be better off for it.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, from Paris, France, to London, England, to Los Angeles. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, he is back. Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go.
And
let's go, baby.
Wow.
For those of you listening, microphone just literally fell off the mic stand onto the table.
Yeah. Let's see if he can figure it out. It looks like he's got it.
All right.
Does he have it?
I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby. That doesn't sound too bad.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
And that, of course, the Mac Daddy himself, Stepman Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, like I said.
Full squad. It's good to have you back.
Internationally bound, baby.
That's
been
right.
Out and about, you know? Yeah, was, then came back, and obviously the good old Chico, wasn't ready for this smuck that is within the world that is, California right now. Got used to the fresh, clean air that wasn't California. And the moment I came back in, got a little sick and was down for the count for a little bit. But powered through that, no problemo.
And you're back.
Back at it like a crack at it, baby.
We do have a question that we're going to get to from a listener later who was concerned that you might be dead. So
possibly. Could have happened. Very close to it. Damn near walked through a dangerous area unbeknownst to me where I shouldn't have been walking through that area. But, you know, I'm here.
We
got
to get to that story.
Yeah.
We got to get to that story. So we'll get to Derek's trip here in a little bit. We'll get to week 11 in a little bit. Might even talk some hoops. We got all sorts of stuff. But the World Cup just started.
Just started.
So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's only right that we start right here.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Isamaki's Foot in Mouth.
Okay. Oh my goodness. That is right, y'all. The World Cup is here. and it is off with a bang right there. Okay, that was my intro. That was a little lackluster. I felt it hurt a little bit.
I didn't touch it.
We still there? Okay.
We're good.
Live and well. But either way, the World Cup is here. That doesn't matter. The background music doesn't matter as the World Cup. It's the glorious four-year tradition that we all love. And it started off pretty miraculously. Pretty fantastic. It's been a great start.
What was it? What
I don't
was
know.
It?
I've it been a while. I have to admit, the game started at 4 a.m. Today. 5 a.m., sorry. And I got up for that time. And this is running on a very long weekend of a lot of hours worked, not much sleep had. So I am a little out of it right now because I had to watch all three games that happened today. So we'll start there. Just start of the day. We had England versus Iran. No one loves Iran right now. God, seriously. The people in Iran hate Iran right now. Yeah. We're not there for the corruption. We're not here for the politics right now. Either way, stuff was happening amongst that match that definitely will resound within that country as all the players weren't participating in their national anthem. There also were boos heard throughout the stadium when that national anthem was being played. But again, we're not here for that. Because, you know what? For once, we can say, thank goodness England was there. Because what did they do? They smashed them! Wow! Come out in the first half, 3-0 on them right there. It was a glorious start for England in that half. That first half, they showed why they're their fifth-ranked team. They finally came together. They put up a squad that had a lot of the youngsters in there, led by Harry Kane at the captain's helm. But Saka! My goodness.
Balled out,
baby. Wiaka Saka, he was, my goodness, that dude had himself a game as he got himself a brace. But the scoring started off with the glorious and youngster Jude Bellingham with a fantastic header from Luke Shaw to get the scoring started for them. And then from there, it was just England all day long. England had some early chances that were just floundered. Harry Maguire finally looked pretty good out there.
I mean, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, for being Harry Maguire and the flack that he was taking for starting for this squad. Did all right out there.
Yeah.
That being said, he did get subbed off with a head injury, but that wasn't even a problem because they were already up 4-0 at that point in time, if not 4-1, I apologize. They were up 4-1 at that point. Still, Iran put up a little fight at the end to get two goals, but six goals put up by England, three of them in the first half, as I said, ending with a flurry from a glorious cross from Harry Kane into Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, boy, Chelsea blue.
Guy looked great out there. The whole squad of England looked really good out there against an Iran team that is known for having a tough defense. That being said, England came in.
Yeah.
And they made the mark. 6-2, a big four-goal difference. Huge, huge number to have.
And a tiebreaker because it comes down to every goal.
Every goal counts right now. You got to get them. Yep. When you have somebody on the ground, do not let up. Continue searching for those goals because they will save you. In this round robin tournament where you only have three chances to make a statement. And what a statement the first day was.
I was talking about Jack Grealish that finally scored.
And Jack Grealish finally did get his goal, yes, on a very nice assist from Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
Again, they put it in their squad right now. They have a depth. England has depth that is most teams are, you'd be blessed to have.
Mm-hmm.
So they put in one squad, and the next squad comes in, and they still keep
they
the
still
foot
got,
on the...
Yeah, they have a the great is, team.
Yeah, they have a great team. England, one to watch out for. Second day of the match, we'll get there. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. We'll know. But we'll get there. Second match, Senegal, the Netherlands. It is the second match in Group A after the first match of Group A, where Qatar looked terrible in their first game against Ecuador. Shouts to Ecuador and Inter Valencia getting two goals in that one game. That's beside the point. We don't care about Qatar and their awful play, and they don't deserve to be there. Blah. Blah, blah. Okay, that's all you get here, Qatar. All you talk again. Then we go on to Senegal, Netherlands. They put up themselves a fight. It was a great showing, but the Netherlands have a fun squad this year. One to watch out for the Orange. They are might be looking for goals, but they found two of them today against a Senegal team that is desperately missing Sadio Mane. Not having him in that team would have been a fun team to watch out for. They could have made a nice little run, but without him...
It's a whole different team
It's a whole
now.
Different team now. It's going to be tough. They still have a chance because they're in against that team of Qatar where everyone should walk over them. They don't, again, don't deserve to be there.
Qatar. Oh, man.
Okay. So, Netherlands, 2-0 victory over Senegal. And then we got to the match we all were waiting for right there.
Mm-hmm.
USA, Wales. And my goodness, Gotta say, that first half of USA,
we came out strong, baby.
Looked amazing.
And then we just parked the bus.
Definitely lost the tenacity. That first half was a USA squad that looked very hopeful. A team that looked like it can make a run past the 16, definitely making it out of the group. As it started off with a glorious goal from Timothy Weah.
With the beautiful assist.
Sorry. Give your man Pulisic his shouts. He did look fantastic out there, was leading that American attack. But Timothy Weah with the glorious goal outside of the boot. First touch on it. It was a nice goal. And a nice build-up to that goal. The defense, the pressure that the USA was applying in that first half, Wales looked lost. The Welsh were nowhere to be seen. They kept Gareth Bale in check. But second half, again, like we said, changed around a little bit.
It changed completely.
Mentality was different for them. They were not pressing the same way. It did seem like they were conceding, letting the Welsh have majority of the possession.
Yep.
And they hounded them. They hounded them. Defense got exhausted out there and let in a stupid penalty.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
100% penalty. Was it Ream, I believe?
Ream. Yeah. And their teammates,
and he's,
too.
And he's the old man in the group, too. This is the second youngest team in the World Cup, this USA squad, and their leader in that back line put a horrendous foul on Gareth Bale that gave away a penalty. That being said, the Welsh were itching for a goal. That entire second half, they had chances. And that penalty was a gift that they desperately needed to give themselves a fighting chance. They almost won it in the end. Thank goodness for Acosta for taking a yellow. Sacrifice what could have been
an open goal from halfway point.
And it was Gareth Bale at the helm. A guy, if you're going to trust to do it, it's going to be him. I would have been spectacular to see, I'm not going to lie. But thank goodness it didn't happen. You didn't get the chance. That being said, a 1-1 draw is what the USA is left with. It's not a bad draw. It's not a bad result at all.
It was a well-played game, physical game, really physical game on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely, but it's the fact that it was the dumb foul that led to a loss of 2 points in this group.
Yeah, but I still feel like Wales would have scored at some point after that.
And there was a lot of chances that the USA had in that first half where it could have been an easily 2 or 3 goal first half for the United States.
And that lies where my concern is for this team is a clinical finisher, something we do not have. Pulisic is a nice creator of the ball. He is a nice number 10. But to expect him to always put the ball in the back of the net for you is...
It's not going to happen.
It's folly.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
We don't have a guy out there that's clinical and finishing. Mm-hmm. And even in the second half, we had some moments in there where they got the ball into the 18-yard, had some legitimate chances, ball in the air, but again, nobody at the other end of it.
And they were creating so many chances, like you were saying.
Their press was fantastic.
It's great to see that. But there's a lot missing in that, like you were saying, the clinical finish
is the biggest glaring issue right now. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they still looked pretty stout. Again, I think the press was fantastic from them. They looked like they could. Again, this is a Welsh squad that is they're tried and true. Mm-hmm. They've been tested. There's the team. This is their first World Cup in a long time for them, so they're trying to show out, and they did. Again, that second half, they showed why they're there. But the USA. You got to keep the tenacity up, and that's the problem. Being able to do it for 90 minutes straight is mentally taxing. Mm-hmm. But this is the game. This is the cup.
And the fact that 13 of these players are 24 years or younger, think about this. They were 16 years or younger when the United States was in the World Cup last. So a lot of these guys are so young, they were still in high school or even in junior high when this is all going on.
Good point, but a lot of our players are playing overseas now.
Yes.
Which gives them all...
Huge advantage. It's better than what it was 8 years ago.
That being said, the World Cup is a different level.
Yeah. No, it is. 1,000%.
It is a different level. It is the highest level of football out there. And, first half, fantastic. They still look good in the second half.
Yes.
We're not as ferocious, I felt, out there. It's hard to keep up that tenacity, I know. But that being said, you got to do it. Hopefully the injuries they occur, they were getting brutalized out there. The Welsh punished them out there. They were out there playing a physical game. Mm. And again, these aren't the biggest goos. I would say the USA is not known for our huge we are.
Yeah.
That's what she said. That being said. we have a team that flows very well. They have a great movement amongst them. But not a huge physicality amongst them, and the Welsh played a very physical game.
They're way bigger than us, stronger than us. But the U.S. did man up to a certain extent, but the Wales overpowered us.
Obviously, the biggest test comes against England on Friday.
Yep. Oh,
and they did.
So Gerger wins.
And they didn't back down, which was a huge positive going forward, because there's a lot of questions coming into this game with the loss against, or was it loss against Japan, or was it a tie against Japan, and they had the...
pretty sure we lost against them.
Either way, we had it won. Yeah. There was a lot of question coming into the World Cup, and I feel like they answered a lot of the questions of can they play in this setting. And I think they did well for that.
If they're able to pull out a point, and if somehow a miraculous three
if we draw
against England,
or if we beat England on Friday,
that would be spectacular.
I mean, look at what we did against Portugal. Was it 8 years ago or 12 years ago for that one?
You break it into two, but you can try to hang with them. I mean, a point is not out of the realm.
No,
at
absolutely
all.
Not. I still think.
Three is never, like I said, it's just football. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. You can see an amazing upset happen, and the World Cup is ripe for it to happen. So,
what chances do you realistically think that the U.S. has in this World Cup? Because obviously the style's a lot different than it has been in the past.
But. Yes, we for the first time look watchable, I feel.
Yes.
But again, we're not having that clinical finisher is very tough. But the squad that we had going, tying against the Welsh, getting that point, we should hopefully get the three against Iran. That's what everyone's kind of hoping for. Everyone's hoping to get at least those three. So again,
differential as well.
The goal differential, so go for it. Because everyone's trying to go. It probably will obviously come down to that between the three of them. Yep. And England set up a huge number, getting six.
Massive number.
For the novices like myself out there, has there been much of a difference as far as play style from, say, the U.S. and much of the rest of the world, specifically European countries and South America countries?
You definitely see in other countries, especially back in the day, was their ability with the ball at the feet that the USA never had, I felt.
Yeah.
It was a passing and shooting type of mentality we'd have back then of not so much of trying to keep the ball at your feet, if you have the
elasticity.
Not that, but in Spanish, yes.
Probably sounds way better.
Yeah, way better. Yeah. I'm not in it right now. But that being said, we're seeing that mentality, I think, more, and also our movement it seems cleaner right now. It seems with the mentality of the quick cuts, the quick passes, and making those runs and whatnot. I think the idea of the tiki-taka football has been something that's been, everyone adopted it to somehow, I feel. It's all kind of come into play of, the quick passes and the movement, setting up the triangles and whatnot. But you finally seen that a little bit. They're a fun team to watch. Okay. I will say the USA, this was a fun game to watch even for the novice fan base out there. If this is your first time watching, I think you probably enjoyed watching that game because it wasn't a passive at all. They were never passive. And I commended them on both fronts when they're. They didn't play a passive game. Both teams are on the attack whenever they had the ball. It felt like there was never that trying to. There was obviously the USA set back a little bit with their attack, probably in the second half. But for the most part, it was a very end-to-end game. And the USA having at least some belief.
Yeah.
It gave them. Okay. Losing the 3 points is tough because getting that first goal is huge.
Sure.
You get a great feeling, but it's hard to keep up that thought.
Yeah.
You can't get comfortable.
There's some hope.
Getting out of the six, getting out of the group is very possible. Very possible.
And I'll take a very possible.
Yeah.
It just comes down to how Wales plays against England and what the goal differential is between the next two games.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
Gio Reyna not playing either was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was an interesting call.
Did we ever hear why?
I don't know.
We never heard anything because we were missing that attack up front.
Yeah, and he's that player.
And we were just expecting Pulisic to do something for us the entire time. And commend the guy. He did pretty much.
He did great, yeah.
He was out there performing.
Tyler Adams played well as out.
Tyler Adams was great out there.
Christian was just getting tackled left and right. He's a small dude, so he was hurt by minute 55-60. He wasn't playing at full capacity.
Yeah, he was definitely bruised.
Mm-hmm. Since we're all high and mighty on the U.S. right now, can I voice a complaint?
Yeah.
Bring us down a little bit. Just
I have complaints too, but yeah.
You have complaints as well? Okay.
Yeah.
I just... I have one major issue with the men's U.S. team, the men's national team. Let's just get to it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The men's national team song is trash, dude.
What is
I believe that we will win.
That's a team song. It's not a team song. It's their chant.
It
genuinely makes me want to root against my own country. I hate it so much. Almost every other nation has something that is so much harder than that. Sudan has one, and their line in translation is, "When we step onto the match, the earth shakes."
That's tight.
That is hard. I believe that we will win is the softest chant you could ever have. Like, come on, guys. I really think we have a great chance to go out there and possibly obtain victory. It's a stupid chant.
I'm right there with you.
I'm pretty sure that was a chant from the last World Cup, the World Cup that we didn't even
that make. We lost.
We didn't even make it. I think we can. Yeah, we should try to retire it.
Yeah,
try to come up with something better because there's way better. There is way better.
Yeah, Drew, it's up to you now.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
hit up Lil Wayne. He's got bars. That guy, we would come out to the hardest song ever if you let Weezy come up with those bars.
Man. It's got to be simple enough, though.
Yeah.
I believe that we will win, but we break it down.
Like, the whole thing's got to be a chorus, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay, hit up Drake, even though he's Canadian. Whatever.
Drake.
Drake, he has soft bars. It's perfect. He'll match the USA, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. But either way, I think, I'm right there with you. Something needs to change drastically.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
I took many complaints, though. I got,
You got a couple?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Having British commentators during the World Cup for American sports. Get out of here. We're drawing lines in the sand right now. Okay, it's the World Cup. I don't want to hear your pompous little accents right now. No, we're enemies right now. Yeah. We're on the other side. I don't want to hear from you right now. If you're anywhere near an American sports television, you should not be British. Pretty much any other nationality other than American. Yeah, I only want to hear from Americans at this point in time right now. Agreed. I don't want another national team player on a panel of their analysts because it's just trying to fill your quota or whatever. No. Get a need... Americans on there.
Yes.
All Americans. That's it.
This is the World Cup.
This is line drawn in the sand. Get out. I don't want to hear it right now.
I couldn't agree more. The last time I wanted to hear from a Brit on how we should do things over here in America, 1783. Okay? Since then, mind your own business.
Wow. I like how you went for the actual end date right there.
I was going to say, dang. Okay. All right.
But 1776, we wrote it down.
That's right.
Yeah. We wrote it down in 1776.
Honestly, the fact that you went with the actual date,
that's impressive. Most people don't actually know that.
I mean, I still think we...
it's on his screen right now.
It's not on my screen.
Isn't it technically our birthday 1776?
1776. Then we had the second Revolutionary War in the 80s.
To 83,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then we officially won in 83.
Yeah.
Because little history lessons, little soccer
Brits were still around.
Welcome to Talking About Practice, Chico's only local sports talk radio show. We can still talk a little more soccer in the show. I do think we should talk a little NFL if you boys are down.
The other football?
Yeah, the other football. Man, it's been an ugly season.
Yeah.
And there's been, I don't know, three or four memorable games. We had one classic with Minnesota and Buffalo. Other than that, I mean, what do we have? Buffalo and
Miami
Chiefs, Buffalo, Miami, Miami Ravens. That's about it.
I mean, the Chiefs Chargers game last night.
Yeah, that was a good game.
It was decent enough. Yeah. It ended properly.
That was a great game.
I think sometimes we get lost in the ending and think if the ending's great, it makes for a good football game, which is not always true.
No.
But I think that was a decent enough game.
That was a good game, yeah.
Yeah, like just because the game goes to overtime does not mean, oh, yeah, great game.
Yeah.
No, that's usually, a lot of times it's poop soup.
Yeah.
Facts. I mean, the Niners and Broncos went to overtime earlier this season. And
Was that an overtime?
Wasn't it?
I don't think it was. Wasn't
Maybe it wasn't.
Didn't a team?
It felt like 20 overtimes that game was so long and terrible.
We had like 100 yards in offense that game.
All right. So
I mean, either way, we could officially say that Green Bay is like no more.
They're done.
Yeah. Yes,
like,
they're
Green
dead.
Bay is dead. Like,
sorry.
Honestly, Aaron said we're not dead yet, and it's like, well, you're dead now. You had a chance.
There's daisies growing on that grave right now, man. And I would say, I think maybe it's time for maybe a little love experiments, you know? Maybe a little J-Love.
Something has changed.
I'm just saying, what's the point of... I want to see Aaron Rodgers get benched. That's really what my point is. I would love to see him get benched.
Well, and if you're not complaining for anything at this point, why not see what you have in Jordan Love?
Yeah, why not? You know, you
got Even though they did just give Aaron Rodgers an extension, so...
$45 million or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you got him for a reason. I mean...
That is true.
To piss off Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, that's beside the point.
Yeah. He would have been so much happier playing for San Francisco.
And I just don't think that Jordan Love's going to be the answer, so now... We've kind of screwed the pooch on that one by getting him.
Yeah.
Was he, if he would have been drafted in San Francisco, was that the military?
Wait, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who would have been that? Who would have been his coach?
Mike McCarthy was the OC that liked Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers, which was kind of funny, too. The head coach was, it wasn't John Harbaugh. It wasn't Mike Singletary. Who was it? It wasn't Chip Kelly because he was already there.
Chicago's never head coach for you guys.
Yeah, he was.
Was?
For like a year and a half.
Was it Dennis Erickson?
No, Dennis Erickson's old.
Yeah, it was Erickson in 2004.
Yep.
Damn. That was probably his last year, though, yeah. 04 or 05.
This is great.
Yeah, great radio. Let's move on.
Sorry for taking us down this alley.
Let's talk about the 2003 draft again. Let's talk about Zach Wilson. Speaking of poopy poop butt suit.
That was bad.
Man, he was terrible.
The whole team was bad.
Way to lose a locker
Both teams
room.
Were horrible. What are you talking about?
He was especially bad.
Well, yeah, he was especially bad. 3-3 at the end, and then a beautiful send-off from that punt return, which covered my spread. Thank you.
Fun, useless stat about that game. Can we get to that?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do it. And if you don't know, On one play yesterday, Cordarrelle Patterson had as many yards as the Jets offense did in the entire game.
Wow. Did he run back and forth across the field a couple times? You know?
103-yard kick return.
Yeah, something
103
like that.
Yards of offense for the Jets.
Wow.
Yeah. The Jets, it's too bad. Did you guys see his response, Zach Wilson's response, when they asked him if he let the defense down?
He was quick with that.
Is that why he's getting blasted by Sauce and everyone else on the team?
Yeah.
So what did he say?
Nope.
He said nope.
No.
Oh, just straight up nope. Oh, wow.
It was
that's why they ate him.
It was quick, man. It was a fast.
The Jets defense, dude,
You had him at 3 points.
Exactly.
If a team doesn't get in the end zone, that's good defense
That's winning right there. That does not happen in the league.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed too. And then I did see Salah say that he might not start this weekend, so we'll see about that. Zach Wilson.
You got to hold some accountability, my dude.
We talk about punchable faces. My God, is he climbing the list.
It's bad when he's got the bandana on with the slip back. It's like baby-faced in there. It's like, how are you a grown man?
Calm down,
with that
bro,
face
relax.
Right there. It's like, no, you literally, Johnson and Johnson right there.
And not just that, and Rudy mentioned it before the show, the Jets in the second half had 2.77 inches per play in the second half. That's how many inches they gained per play.
Insane.
2.77. Now it's a man's inch as well.
And it's not like it was raining or snowing or 40 miles an hour.
Well, you never heard like guys say they're 6 inches, but it's like really less. And it's like that's considered a man's because women think it's shorter. It's not a real.
No, I've never had 6 inches. No. Oh. I have real inches.
You painted yourself into a corner right there with that one.
I thought you've been
giving out
man inches stats or what?
You only got 2.7 inches, dog.
So when he told us 8, you mean...
I meant 6, okay?
You had Jets offensive yards per attempt. Figures over there. Oh, right. Told you the Vikings are fraudulent.
No, that was my pick of the week. Yeah, Cowboys showed
up. They're fraudulent. Yep. You can't believe in Kirk Cousins. You just can't.
No.
You shouldn't. You never,
never
should.
Never, yeah. They got lucky last week. The Bills did everything to lose that game last week, and the Cowboys were pissed off losing that game in Green Bay. So
I'm pretty sure the Vikings have a negative point differential.
They do, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. For the first time in history.
Yeah, they're 8-2 with a negative.
They're 8-2 with a negative point differential.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
That's crazy.
Look at all these guys with stats, and none of us have that in our actual nickname. That's crazy. That's really wild.
Shout out to the Raiders beating the lowly Broncos in OT. That was fun to watch.
Shout out to our boy John. I hope you enjoyed it.
That's one of the games. Just because the game goes to OT does not mean it's been a good game.
That's a perfect example. Why was I reaching back to a Broncos game earlier in the season? We literally had that happen this weekend.
And then the Colts giving it to the Eagles because the Eagles suck too.
But the Eagles won, though.
The Eagles barely won at the end, yes. Amen. But the Colts are trash, too.
No matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
All right. I know.
A man's inch.
You should get t-shirts. A man's inch.
Oh, man. All right. We'll get back to a little bit more football on the back end. Let's take a little breather. Let's reset the show. Let people know what we're doing around here.
Niners score. Let's go.
Touchdown, field goal.
Touchdown.
All right, there we go, baby.
I need to put my phone down. Sorry, guys.
That's a perfect reset. Let's go. I like to reset it with some good news. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Dro, Derek, Rudy, Statman Brad, all in the building. Once again, thank you for rocking with us this evening. We also want to thank our friends over at Paradise Community Guilds, fostering community by nurturing creativity, practicing stewardship of nature, and promoting values of sustainability. Paradise Community Guilds invites all people of goodwill and community spirit to help us carry out that intent. To get involved, visit paradiseguilds.org. They're also on Facebook, and you can hit them up. 762-1490. So thank you to our friends over at Chico Velo. Thank you to our friends at Paradise Community Guilds. Much love to all of y'all listening to us this evening. It's been a while, but we got to get y'all caught up on the going-ons around the world. Derek Ismaki has the news!
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world...
Breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, we get started in the good old land, Texas. Texas is great. Texas.
Good old Texas.
Yeah, they produce a lot of stories.
Texas!
There's a lot of land, you know? So a lot of land for opportunity.
Ever.
It is crazy how big Texas is.
It's huge.
That's what you said.
Man's
huge.
It's a man's huge.
We go from the happiness of Texas to the sadness of the stupidity of Texas. We're here in Houston. A man decided to get himself on the top of an 18-wheeler. While it was moving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Most likely it sounds like he was able to jump on top of it from an overpass. So, you know.
Damn.
Action movie sequences right there.
Okay.
Always definitely had that dream, right? Like, you've always thought of, like, dude, it'd be kind of cool to, like.
That would be, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, trying to escape somebody, just, like, jump over a bridge, like, land on, like, yeah, I'm out, you know?
I don't want to sidetrack us too much, but when you guys are driving and you see one of those trucks that.
Oh, yeah.
Cars parked.
GTA, jumping.
Do you always think about jumping?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every single time, right?
That being said, we should all realize jumping a car is nothing like one of those movies. Your car is done.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, one jump of that, it's gone. Do I want this car? How bad? That being said, always have that thought. Yes. Always have that.
Back to the news, sir.
Back to the news. Yes. So my man hops on a moving semi truck and is apparently filming himself dancing.
Damn.
So he's getting some clout chasing right now. That's serious clout chasing right there.
Is this on the freeway?
Looks like it was on a freeway. On I-59. US 56. I'm sorry, US 59, the Essex Freeway, East Texas. It's a weird looking word right there. I'm in European places right now. I'm saying it with a French. S'il vous plaît. Yeah. That being said, US 59, my man dancing on top of an 18-wheeler. Filming himself, doesn't realize 18-wheelers, they're a lot closer to the bridges that you go under.
They skin them, right? Yeah.
My man didn't get low.
Oh.
my man got hit by a bridge and didn't make it.
Oh,
passed
my
away.
God.
He gone.
He's gone.
He gone. Wow.
That being said, serious cloud chasing. Now he's cloud chasing now.
I'm sorry. That caught me.
R.I.P., but yeah.
Cloud chasing, he's cloud chasing. Yeah. It's a funny line.
Oh, man.
You went from clout to cloud. Cloud chasing. So, my man, careful, y'all. Don't jump on moving 18 wheelers. But if you do, get low.
I gotta say, as a driver, I want to know, like, A, the clearance on the truck and what the clearance was on the bridge, and if he actually did try to lay down,
yeah,
if he would have been able to make it.
Because
I know sometimes, like, for our trucks, they're 13.6, and most bridges in Chico are about 14.6. So you got about a foot to work with here.
Of clearance.
Of clearance. That if you laid down, you should be fine. So I'm wondering if that was the case, or if he just was stupid and just didn't even look.
Didn't even try.
Yeah,
and then didn't even turn around.
I was just filming that.
That would have been great.
Of all accounts, there's no
honestly, if you survived that, that would have been impressive. And that would have been
Viral. That would have been superhuman. I was like, you deserve to do whatever you want now.
Yeah.
Was like, he was filming himself, I'm guessing?
He was filming himself, yes.
Was anyone famous, or was he like...
No.
Is there video of it?
Support his channel on YouTube.
I wasn't able to find any video of it right now.
You know, the most
expecting a little bit deeper of a dive. I'm sure you can find it out.
Right. You want to know the most ironic part of all of this that I find just, I mean...
Ironic
is the fact that this guy put his life at risk to chase some clout, and the most clout he'll ever receive is in his death in the attempt to chase the clout. So he's probably getting all the attention he was looking for, but now he ain't around to enjoy
to
any of it.
That's the fastest 15 seconds ever right there.
You know? That's what she said.
So careful what you do, guys, because you go from clout chasing to clout chasing real quick. All right.
That's so funny.
We move on.
It's great. It's a great line.
Thank you for that. That was on the top of the dome right there. Yeah. That's flash of the brilliance right there, guys. Flash of the brilliance.
Indeed it is. Just flashes.
We move on to something near and dear to my heart. Food.
Yes.
Yeah. Love food.
Yes.
Any type of food. Food's delicious.
Don't we all?
Oh, God. I need to get back in the gym. It's tough right now because you got World Cup games going on in the morning, and I can't go to the gym when that's happening. That's just barbaric, you know?
Watch every game.
And I can't, like, not watch the game without eating something. That's, I'm not a barbaric.
Okay? Are you weird, dude?
Yeah, dude, serious. You got to eat something while you're watching a game, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's a must.
There's no way around that, yeah.
Luckily for me, if you have the taste for croquettes...
Mm.
And especially these Japanese Wagyu beef stuffed croquettes.
Oh,
you got to wait 30 years for them.
What?
That's right.
Damn.
29 years is the wait list right now for these croquettes that are a family-owned operation, handmade with Japanese-grade Wagyu.
Yeah. Damn.
Not only much, croquettes are like, please and thank you.
Yeah.
I'll die on a hill for croquettes. I'll go into battle for croquettes. I'll make somebody die for croquettes, actually. That's really how much I love croquettes,
battle,
you know? I won't sacrifice myself.
No.
I will sacrifice somebody else so I can continue to eat croquettes, okay? So, yeah. Again, this Japanese company, Aishiya, sold meat products. And it also has a Kobe beef one as well. So if you don't want Wagyu, you want some Kobe beef, hey, why not? You know, why not the best of both worlds right now? But again, 29-year wait list for these croquettes. These have got to be otherworldly.
Oh, they have to
you
be.
Know?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Like, imagine down to 30 wait, years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, make sure you're, you know, right age, you know?
65, honey.
You know, we can make it something to live for.
You know how absolutely hyped you'd be, though?
Dude,
I forgot. Like,
how many times did you
Derek,
go from remembering?
I got him, bro. We got him.
How many times did you go from year into forgetting to remembering? Because like I feel like you'd go through ebbs and flows of like forget about them. You're like, oh, dude. All right, how many? Damn, 22 years left.
But you know, like you know? If you've ever ordered something on Amazon or you bought yourself some sneakers,
oh no doubt.
And then they get there and you're like, oh yeah, that was so dumb, but awesome, you know?
More often than not, it's like I ordered a DoorDash drunk, and I don't remember until the next morning,
worst.
And I walk out there.
That happens way too often.
That's like slapping the face and throw money
away.
DoorDash
is too expensive.
Yeah, I got to delete it from my phone. It really is the deadliest thing out there when you're
really
drunk.
Is.
You know, and you're
it's
like
trouble.
Because you know you don't want to drink and drive doing your part. You know,
true.
Like
true.
Hey, because DoorDash is a lot cheaper than a DUI.
Yes.
I'll tell you that. So DoorDash instead of DUI, I will say that. That being said, just don't DoorDash at all.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just DUI.
Just drive your truck.
Get it yourself, man. You know,
going back to the Wagyu, is there a price on those bad boys?
Let me see if I got a price.
Did it mention a price on there?
There is.
I'm curious.
I feel like there's no price that is. There's no price listed on.
Yeah,
it,
there probably is, and they're so damn expensive. I think the last time I had Wagyu was with you at Raw Bar.
That was the first time I've ever had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I have it all the time. No. It's my second or third time having it.
I mean, that
it,
was like a...
And it was free, too.
It was like 6 months ago. Yeah, we did get it.
And it was free.
Gotta know people, you know?
Shout out to Antonio, man.
That was
Thank
a great
you.
Time. Yeah. Yes, that was a nice... I was so filled off of that.
Yeah, well, it was at the end.
Dude. This is great.
We had ate our
just
meal.
Just recounting your date, guys.
Yeah,
this is really fun for the audience.
Great, great news.
He was wearing this beautiful black jacket.
But yes, Croquettes. Save yourselves, y'all.
Yeah.
30 years.
Yeah.
Put yourself on the wait list.
I'll try my best to live for another 30
I mean,
years.
I guess I'm pretty sure.
That's
if
a real mission.
If I'm willing to
I'll
dive.
Eat right now.
Yeah, say, if I'm willing to kill for croquettes, I'm probably willing to live for croquettes.
Yeah.
You know?
Facts.
So, like, croquettes for president.
You should just be awarded that if you make it to 70 years
right?
old.
Right?
Here's your croquettes.
Yeah.
You know?
For life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I think we're on to something. Is that the news?
That's the news. All Sorry, right. guys. Yeah, ended on a good note.
Yeah, I like
Croquettes.
It. I like it. We learned a lot today. Stop clout chasing. You might be clout chasing and live long. You get some croquettes.
And prosper.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's get to some listener questions real quick. All right, you can always hit us up, TBP Not A Game, on Instagram. You can hit me up on Instagram. You could old school listeners are still emailing me. That's cool, too. Whatever. We'll get this organized one day. But let's start here. This one is, the subject line is dating a coworker.
Ooh.
What's up, guys? Love the show. I've been listening since Say Hey, and I'm a huge fan of what you all do.
Say Hey, you listener. Wow.
Yeah, old school.
Shouts to this person.
Yeah. Quick question, where the hell is Derek? Mm. I have no idea what is happening in the world without my weekly news updates from that dude.
People love that segment.
Well, there you go. We just got you.
Yeah, I got you, baby.
You're back.
Croquettes, baby. Croquettes and clout chasing.
Yeah. Anyhow,
you got something?
Yeah, $18.40. $18.40
for
them.
There we go.
That's it?
But that's also in Japan, so you got to pay for shipping to get over
Whatever.
Here. So that's it's but,
way less than I thought.
Yeah.
Way less than I thought.
I would say, man, okay. That's probably why there's a 30-year wait.
By the time you
What if you move, though?
Well, here's the thing.
Because they're going to have to ship them to
you. It's been raising in price, so by the time 30 years hits, it might be $40-$50, but...
So you're not signing up for today's price.
Yeah, you're not
signing up for 30 years ago.
You're paying for what happens in 30 years.
So you'll never know how much it costs.
Might as well just sign up then.
Yeah, I like you know, I like
put
the mystery.
Me on the wait list.
Because guess what? You can say no when it comes time.
You don't need to be good for it. Yeah. Like, 30 years from now, no one's going to hold your feet to the fire.
Like, they might all be dead over there, okay? You know?
We all might be dead.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever heard of atomic bombs? Yeah. Japan knows all too well, okay?
Oh.
All right.
It got dark there. For, all right.
It did.
Continue.
This guy says he hopes Derek's still alive, then says JK. I don't know if that means he hopes Derek's dead or what. Or we'll just keep it moving. So here's my situation. I work for a really cool company here in the Silicon Valley as a social media coordinator. There are about 20 people on my team, and recently we hired a very attractive young woman. She is smart and charismatic, and to top it off, she's really funny. Recently, we had a work party, and she DM'd me asking if I could send her photos I took during the event and sent me her phone number. Hello.
Ooh.
Hey.
It seems to me that she's given me the hit on me signal. I am recently single, and this is the first time I've really thought about dating anyone. We do work pretty closely together as a team and have a lot of team events and team retreats. My fear is if I pursue her and it doesn't work out, this will make things awkward at work. I'm very lucky to have this job and don't want to mess up my work environment. We have a policy at work that if we are to date a colleague, that we have to inform HR.
Yeah.
This seems like a really uncomfortable conversation if we ever got to that point, and I'd love to avoid this if possible. The problem is, she's really hot. Yeah. That's always the problem.
We love to think with our head.
That's always the problem. She's really hot. What do I do? Do I pursue a relationship with this girl and just deal with the consequences? Should I leave it alone? Any advice would be helpful. Thanks, guys.
Don't do it.
Okay.
That's mine. Don't do it at all. Co-working, no. Done it. Been there. Done that. Horrible.
What do you got, Brad?
What do I got? A, how much is this job worth to you? And do you see this as a fling or a long-term thing? If it's a long-term thing, I'd say go for it. If it's a fling, don't even touch it. Don't even touch it.
Yeah, if it's just something it's not worth it in that case. I'm usually on Rudy's case where it comes with a coworker. Usually keep that separated.
Yeah.
Now, somebody who's mixed that many times before.
We've been down that road before, and it gets ugly real quick.
But as in Brad's case, I'm going to have that love mentality right now. Yeah. If it's something that could be serious right now, you don't want to mess up that chance, you know?
No. Yeah.
Because you never know.
You never know.
I think that's a great point from Brad.
100%.
If this is something serious, then yeah, all the consequences can be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just a smash and dash, definitely not worth it. Find someone else. Hop on Tinder or whatever the kids are on these days. Did you have something
else? I was going to say, if it's brand new in this situation, take it a little bit slower and kind of feel it out a little bit. Don't go in the full flirting mode, but like definitely test the waters out.
Yeah, I would say see if she wants to hang out and see where you guys stand.
Also, I wonder how old both of these two individuals are.
Is it a 40 and a 21-year-old?
Because I would say if she's in her mid-20s or whatever, I would say it's something. But if she's in her 30s right there, I probably usually at that point in time, people are like, I'm ready for the serious thing right there.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm here for that. Like late 20s and stuff, that's when we all kind of get to that point. For men and women, we're just like, all right, this is the time.
Yeah.
For most of us.
Good point. No,
looking at us.
That's you and us staring at each other.
Hey. Going against
we're still pushing
right
hard, baby. Let's go.
That's why we give the advice. We don't take her out.
Every time.
So, I'm with Brad on that. If it's just something not worthy, don't do it because coworkers never work out. But serious?
Yeah.
Don't deny love, baby.
Yeah, no, I think you guys all hit on it. I don't really have anything to add. I think you're getting ahead of yourself worrying about a conversation with HR. I've been at companies where that is policy, and that's pretty standard. I wouldn't really worry about that. It is going to be weird. There's going to be a lot of awkward things that are going to happen if you and this girl start dating. But if you really think, I would just kick it and take it slow, like you said, Brad. So
yeah.
Let's get to the next one. My roommate is a thief. Hey, gents, a quick side tangent. Why is Statman Brad the only one of you who has a nickname? Even John had multiple nicknames, but Rudy, Derek, and Jero don't have any. Are you open to suggestions?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah. Derek used to have a whole bunch, but, they involved a little bit of the beard, and that was gone for a while.
Bearded Bandito. Yeah. But I never called him out in public.
Yeah. No.
Hey, Bearded Bandito. What's up, bro?
That's just too long of a name, too.
Yeah. Y'all don't actually call me that outside of the studio either. So.
I called you this morning, Statman. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
We'll keep it moving.
Yeah.
Back to the reason I'm writing. I graduated Chico State last year, and now I live in LA with four other guys. All the guys are really cool, and we have become really close. The problem is one of our roommates is a low-down, dirty thief. The thief we will call Rob. Get it?
Nice.
His name's Robert, though.
His real name is Robert.
The things that he steals are petty little things, but they are starting to add up and become really annoying. Recently, one of my roommates complained that his batteries were missing from his room. This is one day after Rob was asking if anyone had any extra batteries he could use for his Xbox controller. On another occasion, my Ben and Jerry's ice cream went missing.
Yep.
When I asked him about it, he said he didn't know what I was talking about. When he was emptying his trash, I noticed my Ben and Jerry's ice cream in the trash. Naturally, I called him out, and Rob's response was literally, "My bad, dude. I must have been drunk." At a different time, My girlfriend stayed the night. We went out to breakfast. When we came back from breakfast, my girlfriend's phone charger was missing. I asked all my roommates, including Rob, if they had borrowed it, and everyone said no. A day later, Rob and I were headed to the gym together, and he plugs in his phone into his car using, in all caps, my girlfriend's charger. I know it's her charger because it's black and red, and no one else in the house has a charger like that. When I called him out, he said, "Sorry, dude, I didn't know it was hers. It was in the living room, and my phone was dying on my way out, so I just borrowed it." There are many more instances and stories I could share, but I'll leave it at that so I don't take up too much of the time on the show today. The thing is, the thing is, other than that one gigantic flaw, Rob is a really awesome guy. All of us like him, and we put up with it because he is such a good overall person, except for the stealing. How should we address this with Rob? We have called him out every time he steals something, but it hasn't seemed to stop him. What should we do? Have you guys ever been in a situation like this?
What do you got, Rudy? He's got something.
I went through this exact same thing. Actually, Darren and I did. We had an old roommate on 3rd and Ivy that used to, you know, use our shampoo, body wash, small things, toothpaste. It's always a small thing that toothbrush, pisses you off. Yeah. No. Like, he would never buy TP ever. It came to the point that we would go halves on toilet paper and bring our own toilet paper every time we went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Hand soap. So we literally took everything out of the bathroom and brought everything back in when we used.
Still not buy TP after that?
Who knows what the hell he was doing? But no, that's a no.
The three seashells.
Yes.
That's what he was doing.
So yeah. I don't know how to deal with that. We just stopped letting him use our stuff because we brought it in our room. But that got really annoying real quick, so.
It sounds like it doesn't really matter if it's in the room or not, because he just went into
it's
rooms.
Different
yeah.
in this situation, yes.
Rob sounds, I mean, you say he's a great guy. I don't get that picture at all of Rob.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because we're only getting the Rob aspect of Rob.
Yeah, we could have used some more context as to why he's awesome.
I mean, does he, like, pay for other things?
Yeah,
like,
I don't
does
know.
Does he make up for it by cooking or cleaning?
Really good BJs or something? Like, what?
Well, I would say based on the fact that he literally took a charger that was not his out of the house and put it in his car. It's one thing to swoop a charger from another part of the house and put it in your room while you're doing something. Like, oh, my bad. I couldn't find mine.
It's right there. Grab it.
But to take it from the house, knowing it's not yours, and put it in his car, that just tells me he doesn't really see a problem with what he's doing. And so I don't think they've talked to him multiple times and it doesn't make a difference. So I think the only thing you could do is have a sit down and be serious and be like, bro, you got to stop. Like, you're awesome. Other than this, you got to stop doing that or start doing what Rudy said and just fight petty with petty.
Yeah. No,
it sucks. It's annoying.
Get a lock on your door. Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Get a mini fridge, get a mini freezer, whatever you got
to
do.
Man. Yeah.
And, you know, like, because these things are going to continue. They're going to pile up over the time you live with someone like this, and it's just going to get worse. And little things, it's going
to
go
up to big things.
Yeah, they're going to, it's going to lead to big things. And one day you're going to end up punching him in the face for borrowing a pen. You know, like, it's going
to
be.
Yeah, you don't want to build up to that case. I would say definitely got to get it out, air it out at some point.
Yeah, sit him down, but he's probably going to lie.
I mean, he obviously seems no shame in what he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't think he sees a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he sees what he's doing is an issue right now.
That's what I'm saying. Talking to him, I don't know how much good it's going to do because it sounds to me like he's just one of those people that thinks about himself in this instance and doesn't see a problem with it. You know what I mean? It's like the people who order takeout and don't tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just don't see it as a problem.
They're like, oh, you know, one's serving me. Oh, someone cooked it for you, though.
Right. They don't think about
you know?
It, right?
Yeah,
and I think this is just one of those things where Rob just does not consider others. And, of course, that's why it sounds like his attitude was so nonchalant. Yeah, the charger was there. I needed a charger. Therefore, I took the charger.
Now, one thing. Was the charger in your room or was it in the living room? If it's in,
I think it was in the living room.
Okay, if it's in the living room, that's completely. Like, if it's in your room, it's one thing for somebody to go into your room and steal things like that. That's definitely grounds for fist-to-face, you know? But if it's like all in the common area, like your food goes missing, like that's gonna happen, and like, people get hungry, and like, you know,
roommates should never be in your room when you're not there unless they specifically ask or they're returning something.
Yeah.
I had your jacket. Your jacket was in my car. I threw it on your bed.
Yes.
Other than that, You should never go into another person's room without being invited.
It's like going in a woman's purse. You never do it.
Yeah. That's correct.
You never. So she wants to know what's in your purse. You give her the whole purse. I'm just saying that, okay? She goes in there, not me. You don't know what goes in there with, okay?
You have no idea.
No idea what you're going to do.
I will tell you when you've been with someone for a while that starts to fade and you just... You deal with all sorts of horrors that are unimaginable.
No doubt.
You get numb to it. It's just like, tampons, scoot them out of the way and grab what she needs, you know?
I would say, at some point in time, we're going to have to realize we're all disgusting.
Yeah,
and you want to live with somebody else who is just as disgusting as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God stuff's clean.
Love, baby. Yeah.
Girls do poop as well, man.
Yeah.
What?
You want to do a North State update?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right.
Facts. He's got stats, and his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
Well, not the greatest start for men's basketball this year. They had a quality win against Azusa Pacific, but then came back to lose to Holy Names, which actually, that college will not be around next year. That is right, Holy Names will not be around anymore. And they beat Chico State 81-68. Chico State, a high-end D2 school, lost to a school that will not be there anymore. That's embarrassing.
There are no more Holy Names, apparently.
Yeah.
What's happening with that?
Yeah. They got bought out by another school. So, and their athletic program will not be continuing.
By Mills College. Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of Mills College. It used to be an all-women's college. Bought out by Northeastern a couple years ago as well.
Tell us more.
That's it. That's all I know. Anyways, they lost to Holy Names 68-81 and then went over to Academy of Art on Saturday and lost 84-57. So, not the greatest start going into the CCAA season as they will play Stanislaus State November 26th at Acker Gymnasium starting at 3. Now, going to the women, a little bit better. They're 2-2 record this year. Losses to Fresno Pacific and Western Oregon, but they have a win against St. Martin's this week and beginning of the year was Dominican University. So they will actually face off on Tuesday against Holy Names at home, so hopefully they can get a win against them. Redeem the men's team right now. And then season will start the 26th at 1 p.m. at Acker Gymnasium against Stanislaus State. And that is basketball. No soccer anymore, so that's a little sad. We are now going to prep basketball, or prep football, as playoffs is continuing. Chico High played up against Foothill, and Foothill's tough this year. They lost 41-6. Foothill advances onto the championship game. And Enterprise against PV. Enterprise still out without a quarterback. Pleasant Valley takes advantage and takes it 38-20 to face off against Foothill on the 26th at 7 p.m. So that'll be an exciting game right there. Foothill been tough all year long and wasn't a pretty matchup last time they faced off. So we'll see how PV does there. And again, well done, Chico High. It was a good end of the year for you guys with 3 straight wins going into playoffs and getting that win against Red Bluff to advance. So,
what happens if PV wins this game?
If PV wins, then they go into a selection for state finals.
Gotcha.
Or the North State finals, and then if they win that, then they go to the state finals. So, win this one, they go to the North State, and then move on from there. So, it's either Foothill or PV will be moving on.
Awesome.
So that's my North State update.
Very good, sir. All right, Rudy, no drop. Let's just get to your picks, sir.
All right.
Rudy.
You know, I'm superstitious, bro, so I need something, so thank you. Your boy's been on a heater. That heater's continuing next week. Currently, I got the Niners at -3. They're at 14-10. Next week, I got the...
Oh, boy.
Teaser Sunday. I'm teasing the Dolphins against the Texans. We're going to bring that down to -7. Teasing that with the Chiefs against the Rams. Dude, that spread is at 14.5. So we're going to bring that bad boy down to 8 points. I got the Niners over the Saints. That currently is at -6. Got them, and then staying away from the Packers-Eagles game. I like the under on that game at 44. And, yeah, that's it. Let's get this money, boys. Let's go.
All right. I like it. I like it. We are running out of time here, so we will do a longer version of this later. But most overrated, most underrated thing about your travels abroad?
Most overrated thing, easily the Mona Lisa. That thing is pathetic. I don't know why people have so much ideas and wants to see it. It's tiny.
How long did you wait for that?
Didn't wait for it. We just watched the room.
Oh, really?
It was like a line. You can walk into the room, but if you want to get like a close up picture of it, because you need to get close up to actually see it because it's so small.
Yeah, okay.
That's what she said. You can wait in a line.
Not a man's inch.
Not a man's inch there. There was many inches on there, not man's inches at all. So that was very, very overrated. Very underrated thing for me. People never talk about it. The top of the Eiffel Tower, man. That thing is dope. You have really? A great view of the entire city of Paris. And apparently there used to be somebody that there was a room up there that
oh, nice.
The guy who built the Eiffel Tower lived in for a period of time.